This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And sometimes the Yankees make us want to lose our minds. Every once in a while, as today or yesterday, not only did we get the Met news of Sean Manaea and his oblique, and we went over that in the open. You can go back and listen to it on the Rewind feature at 2 a.m. You can go back and listen to my podcast in a little bit to go listen to the take on Manaea. We'll get to it again at 4 o'clock maybe, or in the 4 o'clock hour. But the other news that we got was kind of twofold. From Giancarlo Stanton, who obviously is dealing with both of his elbows and tennis elbow. He's already talked about the pain he's in, and he's been shut down from baseball activity. And I believe Sunday we got word that there's no timetable on when he'll even start baseball activities. And then yesterday we heard, early in the morning, reports by NJ.com that he was going back to New York, and he was going to get seen by Dr. Chris Ahmad, the team doctor for the New York Yankees, for a second opinion or to look at the elbow, whatever, but he was going back to New York to visit with the doctor, which is a scary thought. I mean, you know, it's never good. Obviously, he's in pain. It's not getting any better or it's getting worse, and so there's the need to go see the doctor in New York. So that was not a positive sign. And then later in the day, before a game that ultimately got rained out against the Red Sox, Aaron Boone spoke and said that it's a personal matter, that he's going back to New York for a personal matter, and he'll leave it at that. And it leaves us scratching our heads as Yankee fans. And I have no idea what to make of those two stories. And then there's even quotes from Aaron Judge saying that, you know, we'll see what the doctor says. He's in good spirits, Stanton is. And I had dinner with him last night, and he seems okay, but... you know, well, I keep checking on him, and we'll find out what the doctor says. So I have no idea. Clearly, he's dealing with an injury. And whether it's personal or not, I mean, that could be construed in a myriad of different ways, because technically, like, I know they're professional athletes, and we, you know, we hear a lot about their injuries and stuff, but technically, even their health is sort of personal. So, like, I have no idea what a personal matter means. To me, it just means Aaron Boone doesn't want to tell us. And I know we get hung up on this and we get mad. When I was talking about this with Fliegelman, he said the Mets used to do this all the time. We get mad about misinformation or whatever, you know, with the Mets. I mean, even last year, when Carlos Mendoza told you that they expect, you know, a time frame for Kodai Senga, and then the time frame changes, it's not necessarily lying. It's they're giving you what they think is the best thing to give you. And here's the thing for Yankee fans and all fans that need to understand. It's not the team's responsibility to tell you every single test or thing that's going on with a player. It's not our God-given right to know every single thing about this player's health. Now, I don't like being lied to as much as the next guy doesn't like being lied to. I understand that. But at the same time, whatever they want to tell us, it's when he's on the field and it's the ultimate diagnosis. Whatever's going on with Stanton, we're going to find out. He's not going to be on the field for a while, and eventually we'll find out. I don't need to find out today, and I don't need to be given the exact update of what time the flight lands and when the appointment is and what exactly is going on with Stanton. His elbows are bothering him. He's not doing anything baseball-related. We have no freaking idea. We get so hung up on what Aaron Boone says. We get so hung up on the actual outcome and hanging on every word, and when he's slightly off, we kill him. He said 2 weeks. It's been 3.5. What an embarrassment this team is. Who cares? Injuries are different. Injuries are unique. Injuries change day to day. When he's on the field, he's on the field. Other than that, I don't give a damn. And it's not, I mean, in hockey, we don't even know what's going on with players. They call it upper body issue. Nobody cares. I mean, the guy's shoulder could be hanging off and he's got an upper body issue. Same thing in football. Bill Belichick didn't tell a single truth about a single injury, yet nobody cared. You know why he won Super Bowls? That's all that matters. We get hung up on this stuff. It's stupid. I'm hung up on who's going to be the DH for this team. I'm hung up on who's going to actually take his place in the lineup and on the roster. I'm not hung up on whether or not Aaron Boone is telling us everything there is to know. We'll find out. You know how I know? Because I turn on the Yankee games. When I turn on the game, if Stanton's there, I'll know he's there. If I turn on the game and Stanton's not in the lineup, I know he's not in the lineup. Every single thing between him playing and not playing, I don't need to know. Nor do I expect the team to give me every single bit of truth or every single bit of what's going on. It is what it is. Whether he's meeting with the doctor or whether he's handling something personal. And if it's personal, I hope everything's okay. And if it's medical, I hope everything's okay. But we'll find out soon enough. But the problem is, who the hell is going to be the DH? And I don't think it's going to be Dom Smith. And I don't know if it's going to be Bird. And I keep saying Bird every time I want to talk about Ben Rice. Hopefully that's not a portent of things to come. Hopefully that is not a Freudian slip. Because if he's Bird, that's a disaster. All the promise in the world, no fruition. But here's the problem with the New York Yankees. Twofold. Forget what they're telling us now. They've known he hasn't swung a bat in a month. That's the issue. And this could be a long-term thing. He's got severe pain in both of his elbows. I know he dealt with it in the postseason. And then Stanton was asked on why he didn't have surgery in the offseason or why he didn't deal with it on a more aggressive manner in the offseason. And he literally said, I don't know. I don't know. Now, I can tell you why, because surgery is not a guarantee. And with tennis elbow, you figure you could just give it enough time, and it'll feel better, and it's not feeling better. So he's probably gone to see the doctor. But the New York Yankees have known for a long time that Giancarlo Stanton isn't going to be in the lineup on opening day. They have known that for a long time. And now it might be coming more crystallized that he might not be here for half the year. And as much as I'll tell you, and I still feel this way, there is no bashing Giancarlo Stanton on this show. I'm done. I won't allow it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about his injury, his constant injuries. We get it. We know it. It's taken for granted. The general manager told us last year it's part of his game. Giancarlo Stanton, when all that matters to Yankee fans is winning a championship, nobody has done more to get that championship over the last 5 years than Giancarlo Stanton. He has been their best player. He's been an absolute force and a stud. He's been not only the Yankees' best player, you could argue, you know, this side of, you know, guys who played longer into the playoffs, like Seager had a great playoff run for Texas. You could argue he's as good a postseason player as there's been in baseball for the last 5 years. I'm done bashing him. I don't want to hear anything about his injury. This is strictly how do the Yankees cope? Because missing a month is easy to cope. And as long as I still believe, as long as he's there for September and October, I'll still believe he'll show. He could show up September 1st. I will have confidence he's going to be a playoff monster. The problem is getting to the playoffs. And with the rest of this roster and the depth of it, which there is none, I still think the roster has a chance to be pretty good. The lineup, rather. I still think Goldschmidt can have a bounce back year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I still think Jazz full year is going to be a big help to this team. I still think Dominguez is going to be a hitter. Can he catch a ball in left field? We'll find out. But I think Dominguez is going to add a switch hitter with some pop and speed to this lineup. I think Cody Bellinger is going to have a season very similar or better than he had last year with the Cubs. I still think Wells can be a top 10 offensive catcher in the sport. I think the lineup can be better than most people think. But without Giancarlo Stanton, there is no depth. There is no bench, another injury, and this lineup isn't nearly good enough to compete for a championship, to compete for a division title. Really, that's how close it is. That's the fine line the Yankees are riding when it comes to this lineup. And now that they know Stanton is not going to start the year, Stanton will never see April, I doubt he sees May, and there's a chance we don't see him until the All-Star break. The Yankees have to do something. And much like I screamed about money with Steve Cohen, to me, this is about money now. Because there are options out there. And to me, one of the first names we heard is one of the names I'm still focused on. Because I'll tell you this right now, I don't know how the San Diego Padres view it. There's been some talk that obviously he was available at the start of the offseason, and now we're hearing less and less about it, strictly because there wasn't a market for it, and now they're starting to play games. But to me, if I had my choice, one, I still want Arenado for third base because that's part of it. Like, again, no third baseman, no real option for the middle of the lineup if Stanton goes down. You're talking about Rice. You're talking about Grisham. You're talking about Dom Smith. I mean, the actual depth and bench of this team isn't there. And you can't go into a season with no Stanton and no real legitimate option at third base. So I'm still on trading for Nolan Arenado. But if I'm looking for a legitimate bat, because I know Nolan Arenado is trailing and trending in the wrong direction, and as much as I still think he's an improvement to this team, he still hit 270 last year, which I don't think any Yankee option currently would come close to hitting 270. While his power numbers are down, I still think Nolan Arenado is obviously defensively and offensively an upgrade for what they have right now. But if you need a legitimate bat, because now I'm thinking without Stanton, as much as I like Nolan Arenado, and I still want that, that's not a legitimately good enough bat to make me feel like I have enough where I'm covering for the depth, I'm covering for third, I'm covering for DH. It's a different kind of bat, but for me, one of the first names we heard this year was Luis Arraez with San Diego, and I was mixed on it because of his defensive ability being non-existent. He is a horrendous. We've had to deal with Gleyber Torres the last couple of years being a bad second baseman. He's Robinson Cano. He is Roberto Alomar compared to Luis Arraez. But if you tell me the DH spot is open, and I'm looking at a full half a year where I can plug Luis Arraez at DH, and I know he's not the typical power-hitting DH, I know he's not someone who's going to hit a ton of home runs, but Luis Arraez is the answer for the leadoff hitter, without question. Now you can put a guy who's going to hit you 320 and have an on-base percentage of 360 bare minimum in front of Judge. He gets on base. He comes up with hits. He puts the ball in play. He's one of the harder, if not the hardest, guy to strike out in Major League Baseball. I have an issue because this team has pivoted to being a defensive team. Right? They didn't go out and get every single home run hitter. They didn't go out and add somebody like Tucker or somebody remotely close to Juan Soto. They went out and added a bunch of different bats, a bunch of different quality bats. None of them great, but most of them good. But they transitioned to being a much better defensive team. I still don't love Luis Arraez as your everyday second baseman and moving Jazz to third. I don't like that option. But if he's available to DH, it's not the power hitter you're usually there for. It's not someone who's going to bat behind Judge and give him a backup or give him protection. But it solves the problem right now of who the hell is hitting leadoff for this team. It gives somebody you know is going to have a 350 to 360 minimum on base percentage in front of Aaron Judge. It lengthens the lineup. It gives you contact at the top. It gives you options where if you put Volpe or Dominguez at the bottom of the lineup and they get on base, now you have a hit-and-run combination in front of Judge. Like, there's a lot of different things that he provides for this team. And I know San Diego is backed off trading him. I think if the Yankees come in hot and heavy on it, there is an option. It's a one-year contract, and Hal, who has been reported to say has no more loot, and this is the main crux of the argument, because I could argue for J.D. Martinez, I could argue for trading for Luis Arraez and taking on his money, I could argue for Nolan Arenado and taking on his money, I could argue for a plethora of different guys. Candelita. Like I could offer a bunch of different options. Luis Arraez makes me the most excited because that's a legitimate bat. That's a batting champion that solves the problem of who the leadoff hitter is. That does a lot for the Yankees without giving them pop, but gives them a lot at the DH spot. But I can argue for a myriad of guys. And I'll take your phone calls at 888-808-1019, and you can give me your options. And all of them are better than the current ones they have, I promise you. But it comes down to the fact of, this owner who is talking about having spent, hey, I spent $307 million. Hey, I don't have to spend more than $300 million. Hey, spending more money doesn't correlate to winning championships. All the nonsense he's been giving you. Not only is third base a gaping hole, but now DH is. And if that's a long term, if there is a doctor's appointment from Giancarlo Stanton and the results of said appointment on the way, and we find out we are looking at worst case scenario all year, a mid-case scenario of half the year. Like, if we're looking at a long, long term, no Giancarlo Stanton, this owner has got to pony up and bring in another bat. There's no option. Not if you want to win. Not if a World Series championship and a division title is legitimately what we're going for. You can't tell me Dom Smith, DJ LeMahieu, Oswaldo Cabrera, Oswald Peraza, Ben Rice. Like, these are not the options to get Trent Grisham. These are not the options to give you a lineup. I know the pitching's better. I know the defense is better. And I know the American League is down. But you can't lose Giancarlo Stanton, start with no depth, and start with no third baseman. Those are three things that a New York Yankee team cannot go into the season with. So whether it's solved the third base issue or it's solved the DH issue, one of those things have to have money thrown at it. and this owner just has to pony up and understand there are years that you might be able to stay under $300 million. There are years where you might not have to go this extra mile. This is not one of them. This lineup is too soft, too weak, and this injury could be too devastating to just allow it to go on and see what happens. And hey, we'll attack it at the deadline, when you can't count on the deadline because you have no idea how many teams are going to be interested in players and how many teams are going to be willing to sell players. And I can promise you the interested teams are going to be a hell of a lot more than the selling teams because they've added the playoff spot, and that's how the new format works. Cody Bellinger could have been on this team 2 years ago at the deadline, but the Cubs won 7 out of 8 and decided to chase it. That's how fickle this trade deadline is. And I'm not going into it hoping to solve my problems at the deadline when I'm desperate. Go trade for Nolan Arenado. Go trade for Luis Arraez. Go add a bat one way or another. And do it now.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.